Perek Aleph towards the end. We'll maybe try to finish the perek today. We're up to pasuk Ein Zichron and Larishayim. We're up to pasuk Yud Gimel. Pasuk Yud Gimel. Perek Aleph. Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'nosati yestibil ledoish v'losur b'chokma al kol asher nasot achas hashamayim hu inyan rosh and nosan elokim levnei adam lanos. But very long pasuk. A very long pasuk where we learn that. Kohela says, after we learned in the previous pasuk that he says that I am the Melech of Yerushalayim, and there is no one who has accumulated Chochmah to my degree. I'm Koheles. He gathered together all the various forms of Chochmah. Hayisi Melech, he was a Melech. Hayisi Melech, we discussed yesterday. First over the entire world, then Al Yisrael, and then on Yerushalayim, and therefore, I have the right and I have the power to make the statement that I'm going to say in Pasuk Yud Gimel, where I'm going to I applied my heart to seek velosur. There are different words, two words. Lidrosh is to seek. Velosur means to turn, or like the spies. Losur esaretz. Let's go take a look at what it says over here in the Mitsudos. David. Okay, let's take a look at the Mitsudos David. Okay, the Mitsudos David Pasik Yud Gimel says, V'nasati eslibi, shamti eslibi lidrosh ulevaker. I applied my heart to seek ulevaker and to investigate. Loi bimaris ha'ayin, not just to a superficial gaze, rak b'chochma with wisdom, uvehavona sasechel, and with a deep understanding of the mind, chokarti al kol hadvarim hanasim tachas hashemayim, bezeh ha'olam, I investigated with regard to all matters that exist in this world. Chu inyan ra, it is an evil matter. Rotzolaymar hivanti shezehu dovar ra. Now what is ra? How can this pasuk is very disturbing pasuk, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have a tradition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loy ba is not coming to cause harm to people in this world. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does in this world is to do good, is to do chesed. This is something which the philosophers a lot of Apikorsim have a difficult time. Apikorsim have this concept, we discussed this a number of times, called the evil genius. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world to torture us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a world to cause people harm. There's such a criminal philosophy. It's pure Apikorsis. But even the pure Apikorsim, there are people that are not pure Apikorsim. They believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's nature is to do good. But, you know, maybe there is a little room where HaKadosh Baruch Hu does derive a small amount of pleasure of causing people to suffer. Isn't that... What? That HaKadosh, you get involved in all these, how many gods are there? There's a God of good, a God of evil. But let's assume there's monotheism, there's one God. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have any satisfaction in this world when a person suffers? Oh, it's not on? I'm sorry, I didn't turn on? Okay, thank you very much. Does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have any satisfaction in this world when he sees that a person suffers? And our Hashkafa, which is our emuna, is absolutely not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no desire whatsoever that a human being should suffer. Hashem created this world for one purpose, to do good. Only good. Now, if that is true, which we certainly believe this is true, this is part of the Ikari Hamuna. This pasuk is a very difficult pasuk, because this pasuk says, "V'nasati eslibi lidrosh v'losur b'chokma al kol asher nasa tachas hashamayim," and he says, "Hu inyan ra, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given man something evil." It's a very difficult. There's a very, you know, we read Kohelis. We just run through it, but it's extremely difficult. Hu inyan ra nosan elokim levnei adam la'anosbo. Hashem has given man something evil. How could you say that Hashem has given man something evil? Nothing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is evil. If man chooses to reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu, man has taken upon himself to do something evil. But how can you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given man hu inyan ra nosan elokim levnei adam la'anosbo? A very simple translation would indicate, would seem to say, that Hashem has given man something evil. So let's see, so all the Mefarshim, in one way or another, are going to struggle with this, and you read very carefully between the words of each of the Mefarshim, you're going to see they're addressing this issue. Yeah? So that means Kiyetze Leif HaAdam. Man has made, man has chosen. Man, Hashem didn't make it. Kiyetze, Hashem gave a person Elokai Nishamo Shunasatibi Tohorihi. Man has chosen, that's man's doing, has chosen to take his pure heart and turn it evil and make it evil. That's man's doing. Man has a desire. Hashem created Hester upon him in order to give man the ability to earn his keep. But man has chosen to abuse his bechira chavshus and become evil. But it's not Hashem's doing. This pasuk is very explicit. Nosan Elokim Livnei HaAdam. Hashem Elokim. Hashem has given man. What has Hashem given man? The words before Inyan Ra.
Yes, he's absolutely right. It says, "Nasati eslibi nidrosh."
No, so this no, that's a hadat. No, no, no. That's a hakdama.
Internal research shows me this. That means whatever I see is my eyes. I'm internalizing what I see. And you're a ben adam, so you never can.
It's an analysis. Shlomo HaMelech is making.
You can analyze what Hashem does. You can analyze how you feel.
Okay, so you're trying to lessen.
What you're saying is the adam.
Yeah.
Is understanding it. Of course, he's not going to understand that if he's bad. He's going to understand that Hashem ain't bad.
But Shlomo HaMelech is writing this with you saying that I'm writing this with the ultimate chachmah. But how could Shlomo even say such a thing?
Because he says, "Leave me." He says, "My heart." He doesn't say, "I use my intelligence."
So
my emotions.
So what you're trying to say is that what Shlomo HaMelech is saying is not true. That Shlomo HaMelech is saying, from my perception, it would appear that Hashem is evil. From my emotions, it would appear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is evil.
No, but I think it's just how Hashem thinks rules out. I mean, you're going to blame a God for, God didn't dwell and we destroy.
Yeah, but he's saying that Nosan, he is saying that Hashem, Nosan Elokim Levnei HaAdam, Hashem has given an Inyan Ra, Hashem has given an Inyan Ra to man. That's Apikorsis to say such a thing, that Hashem is evil. Hashem is not evil. Man is evil. Okay, it's very difficult. However you want to spin it, it's a very... What?
Maybe. What about that, he's saying try to understand through wisdom everything that is created by Hashem as to how not Ra. I mean, when we see all these bad things, he's saying, who in Yom Ra? This is not, this is a bad thing for you to do. You shouldn't try even to understand that.
But it says the word nosan is a very harsh word.
Well, everything, all the resources that God viewed upon the world,
yeah,
could be used for good.
Can be used. But Hashem gave it for good.
Right.
It's man who abused.
Right.
Who abused these? But he's not what he's. That's not what it says.
That's the way I would look at it.
Okay, let's see. Let's try to read very carefully the words of the Rashi and the Mesudos and the Targum and some other Mefarshim. Let's first see the Mesudos. The Mesudos here says Hu Inyan Ra. So here he goes on to explain what's the Leimar. Hivanti Shezehu Dovar Ra. What's Ra? Bamesha Oza. Elokim, Hashem has abandoned the Hiniach Kol Hamasim Levnei HaAdam. This, so he's lightening the load, the Mitzudas. This that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allowed the Hiniach Kol Hamasim Levnei HaAdam B'seis Lehem HaBechir La'asos Kechefzam. Hashem has allowed man to choose Leman Anoisam B'gmul Hamasim in order to punish them for their evil deeds. Bavur chafisas habechira, kiluli habechira ein oinish. If not for choosing, there would not be punishment. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So, what is the Ra? According to the fact that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has given man free will, the fact that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has hidden himself and has given man free will to do what he chooses, this allows man to choose evil, and by choosing evil, he brings upon himself suffering. That's how the Mitzvah translates. Hu inyan. So now we go back to the pasuk. Hu inyan ra nosan elokim levnei adam la anos. Now la anos means to, according to the Mitzvah tzion. The word la anos is also a very hard word to translate. It means miloshim inui v'yisurim, suffering. Man has allowed himself to bring upon himself suffering. By choosing evil, by making wrong decisions, man brings upon himself evil. And this is an inyan ra. It would have been better for man, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not to give in a human being b'chira chofshes, free will. It would have been better not to have free will, and that way a person would not come to do an avera.
Then we'd all be robots.
Then we'd all be malachim, we'd be angels, and we would lack, and we would lack.
So what he's saying here,
yeah,
that is a psik here in the creed, right? Shemayim, you see it?
Yes, al kol asher as tachas shemayim, who?
So you learn, read the pasuk like this, that, the fact that when the sati sleepy live version of Surah Bakamon, Kashan as tachas shemayim, that I was able to research and to feel and explore the Chachma and the whole world in Iran. This is my Bechira, to be able to figure out what's Chachma, Maiden Dava Mitar Dava. That I'm able to think of things, what Hashem gave me, the Chayla Bechira. That is a bad thing. That's what he's considered saying.
Yeah, he's saying the fact that the fact that there is bechira chavshus is an evil thing.
I can think and doirish and.
It's shocking what he says. How can you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by giving us bechira chavshus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is evil? Again, this borders on, you don't properly nuance the words. It's mamash apikursus to say such a thing. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world where man has bechira chavshus is evil. Why is it evil? Because you're setting up man to fail. Chazal said this, but there's a machlok by Shamayim, they still argued for 2.5 years. Was it kedai for a human being to be born? And what was the conclusion? Noyach loy l'odam sheloy nivra, not to be created. The achshav shenivra, now that he's here, so he has to be mispalo. That's also a shocking statement. That also borders on apikorsis, such a thing. What do you mean, shalach? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kulatoif. Everything about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pure good. So how can you say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is setting up man to fail? You're giving man bechira chavshus, he does not see the Yad Hashem, he's going to make poor decisions, and he's going to suffer the consequences of those poor decisions with Yisurim. That's exactly what it says, according to the Bechira Chavshus. And that really borders on apikorsis. And how you nuance it, that it should not be apikorsis, is a very great challenge. Okay, I just want to point, I don't have an answer. The question really is stronger than the answer. Now let's see Rashi.
What is the boy referred to in the
Levnei La'anos, bo through his decision. Very good. According to the Mitzvah, it would mean bo through making bad decisions. Bechira chavshus. Free will. Bo is through free will. Through this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given man free will. Hashem has hidden himself, and there is free will. That is evil, because now man will inevitably choose, make the wrong decision. La'anos, he will suffer punishment and pain, bo, because of the free will that he was given and which he has abused.
And so you think it refers back to Inyan Ra?
The Inyan Ra, yes. The Inyan Ra is the free will, yes. Yeah. Who Inyan Ra? The Inyan Ra is the bo, is the free will, which nos and lekim levnei adam. And what are the consequences? La'anos is he will suffer pain because he will make the wrong decision and suffer the consequences. Okay, let's take a look at Rashi. See how Rashi learns the pasuk. Pasuk Yud Gimel v'nasati es libi lidrosh batoira. So Rashi says here, and this seems to be a little bit different than the Mitzvah. Rashi focuses, he's giving me, I use Torah as a tool. Hi ha-chochma. Torah is, when it says here in Pasuk Yud Gimel, v'nasati es libi lidrosh v'losur, to seek and investigate ba-chochma through Torah, ulehispoinin ba al kol hamase hara ha'amur lamala, and I focus on all of the evil things which are mentioned lamala above, hanase tachas hashamish, that are done in this world, which we're going to see. Lamala really means here, means that we're going to say in a few moments. Uvinoisi ba, I understood shu inyan ho inyan hara Shehu in harosh nasana kadosh baruch hu lifnei bnei adam es hachayim v'es hamoves es hatov v'es hara. In other words, he seems to be saying here exactly the same thing as the Mesudos. The Inyan Ra is that Shem has given man free will. Free will is a pasuk in the end of the Torah. Re'ei nosati lefonecha es hachayim v'es hamoves es hatov v'es hara. Uvocharta b'chayim. And the pasuk goes on to say, man, you, Hashem has given you the instructions, you shall choose good. May Hashem has given man free will. Free will is an inyan ra, an evil matter. Inyan ra, minag ra lohem. Hashem has given man an evil custom, an evil approach to life. La'anos bo, lehis aneg bo. Okay, here's where this... What? Lisnaibo. So here's a very big difference between the Mitsudos and Rashi. According to the Mitsudos, La'anos means to suffer. According to the Mitsudos, is much more pessimistic than Rashi. The Mitsudos says it's inevitable man's going to fail. It's a guarantee. It's a guarantee he's going to fail, so therefore he's going to be La'anos, he's going to suffer both through the free will. Rashi doesn't say that it's a guarantee it's going to happen. La'anos bo lehisnaigbo. Okay, it's a very hard translation of the word. La'anos moment to be accustomed. This is the derech. It's still ra because there's a lot of suffering that goes on when the person has to exercise free will. Inyan. Now, what does it mean? The word inyan. Yesh l'poshul loshon ma'on v'dira. It means a dwelling. This is like the hanhaga. This is man's lot. This is man's situation. V'yesh l'poshul loshon iyun u'machshava. It means thought. What man has given, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given man the thought, the machshava in his mind to make decisions. He's given him basically free will. Iyun u'machshava v'chein la'anos bo. And that's also how you have to translate la'anos bo, to think. In the same word, inyan, is how we're going to translate the word la'anos bo. La'anos means thought. It's an inyan ra, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given man, la'anos bo, to think about, meaning this ability to exercise free will. Nosan hi niach lifnehem. Okay, so we take out of Rashi, I think, come out the same thing as the Mitsudos, except that Rashi is not as pessimistic as...
Why? Because you're limited. It's challenging us.
Min is challenging us. And yet Shlomo Melech is saying that this is evil. This is evil. This is our lot, our inyon, our ma'on, our situation in life, where we have free will, and the inyon means it is our hanhaga. It is the way we live. The iyun u'machshava, the thought process of the challenge. Okay, the challenge of life. Let's take a look at the targum. Targum pasuk yud gimel. Okay, umisaris yos libi. I applied my heart. I've given over myself. Umisaris means I've given over yosli my heart. Le mispa to seek ulfon. Ulfan means a teaching. Ulfan means a ulpan. It's teaching Talmud. Min kodam Hashem bezman de iskilili. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed Himself li begivoin in givoin le alalusi to test me ule mishal yosi mo anotzave minei. What do I want from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So here the Targum is telling us that this pasuk is describing a historical event. And this is the event when Shlomo HaMelech finished building the Beis HaMikdash. When he finished building the Beis HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him in a dream and said to him, what would you like? What would you like? Would you like long life? Would you like wealth? Or would you like wisdom? What would you like? So Shlomo HaMelech said, Hashem tested me. What is your priority in life? And I responded at that point in time, Va'anolo siva'is minei Elohein. I only asked from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Chochmasa wisdom. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to me in a dream and asked me, what would you like? I told him I want wisdom. Lenida bein tov levish, I should know the difference between good and evil. V'such lesanu, and to become wise, understanding al kol ma'adi isaveh t'choy shimshah. Ba'ol mohadein, I should understand how things work in this world, everything in this world, beneath the heaven, beneath the sun of this world. V'chazeis kol uvodei b'nei enosh, and I was given that wisdom. Then I've seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He allowed me to see all of the labor of man. Chayovayo givon, the evil man. Kol uvodei b'nei enosh chayova givon, the matter, bish, of evil. Dihav Hashem levnei a'enosho le'ista gofo bei, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allowed them to involve themselves in. Okay, but what appears to be that according to the Targum, first of all, the Targum is telling us, again, this pasuk refers to that v'nasati es libi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked me, what do you want? I gave Hashem the right answer, I want chokhmah. Hashem told me, because you've chosen well, not only will I give you chokhmah, I will give you the things that you did not ask for. I will give you wealth, and I will give you success from all of your enemies. I'll give you everything that you, everything. And then he says, lidroish v'losuh b'chokhmah. My answer was, lidroish v'losuh b'chokhmah, al kol anaseh tachas hashamayim. And here the Targum adds in some very powerful words, hu inyan ra. Inyan Ra is referring to the wicked people. If you go back to the Targum says, V'chazeis I saw kol uvodei b'nei enosho chayovayo. I saw al kol hanaseh tachas Hashem hu inyan Ra shenosan elikim levnei odom lanos bo. We're referring to the evil people, the b'nei enosho chayovayo, the evil people in this world, the evil things that they have done. Hashem has allowed them to choose to take hold of. So Targum seems to be saying that we're not dealing with b'chira chafshis, we're dealing with the wicked people who have done terrible averos. Okay, I don't know more than that. Now, I did see, I have over here, very interesting, I have over here a sefer, okay, this sefer, the Oitzer HaMefarshim. I was wondering why it was so thick. Okay, this is the Oitzer HaMefarshim, this is I use this all the time, this set. So, I don't know why he did this, but more than half the sefer is a parish on Koheles from a Lechacham HaShalem HaGoin Kemarenu HaRav Elisha Galikoi. Galikoi, yeah, that's what it seems like. You know who he is? You heard about him?
Yeah, I heard the name.
You heard the name, Galiko? Now it seems that this was a manuscript. This person is no longer living, obviously, and it was never printed before. Okay, it was never printed before. It's from Kobol, and it's really amazing. He has some really very, very, goes to some of the things. They're very original, very creative. In fact, he actually, in the beginning of the sefer, he quotes. So he here has a very novel pshat in this pasuk. Obviously, he's disturbed by the same questions that the mitzudos that we're disturbed by. How can you possibly say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is evil? I think even the Sifsei Chachamim really alludes to this. The Sifsei Chachamim alludes to the fact that how can you say, yeah.
Yeah, he says that you gave, what do you call it, the Bochat Abachayim. I gave you evil, I gave you good, I gave you bad. How you use it is up to you, everything. If I give you gold, you could build a base on English with the gold, but you could also...
Oh, so he tries to answer. He tries to answer, to lighten the question.
Right.
But when you take Rashi and the Mitzvah at face value...
Rashi Pshat, then we have a problem.
We have a very big problem. So it's a very... So obviously, the very... So he has a whole new interpretation. He says, La'anos means to... La'anos means to... be machnia, to subdue. He translates the word La'anos to subdue. And therefore, he takes the pasuk to mean... The purpose of man in this world is to overcome. The Inyan Ra is not... What? Sponer says the same thing. is to overcome the ra. In other words, let's read the passage. When the Satya Chachmal Kol Natzach Hashemayim, so he says, Hakadosh Baruch Hu has man's goal in this world is who inyan ra, he has Hashem has created boire choishech yotzer or uvore choishech. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has created evil. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is evil, Chas V'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kula Toif, but Hashem has put in this world evil, Ra, and it is man's role, it's man's mission to take that evil and destroy it. That's life in a nutshell. To come to take evil and be machnia the evil. That's a good thing Hashem did. Hu inyan Ra, Hashem has taken Ra, and he has nosan, he has given that ra, he has given nosan elukim levnei ha'odom la'anos to subdue bo. Bo means the inyan ra. Not like the Mitsudos and Rashi that translate bo in reference to bechira. We kept on translating.
Changed it from an adjective to a thing.
Yes. Absolutely. So that's he's very, very, very big difference in how he takes the pasuk. But according to Rashi and Limitz, the inyan ra is the bow. What is bechira chavshes is evil. That's how it is. Hashem gave man. There's an evil minog. Whatever that means. Like I said, be very careful. Shouldn't have your courses. But according to the Sipurno, and according to what it says over here in this sefer, it means that the inyan ra is what Hashem has given to man for the purpose that he la'anospo should subdue it and to transform it into and to overcome it. Yeah.
See the Medrash Rabbah, he goes into detail of the Inyan Ra, exactly.
Yeah, no, I didn't see. What does it say? What does he say, Inyan Ra?
About the moment Havas, moment and Gezel, and all those.
All things. Different types
and
of Ra. Okay. I didn't see the Medrash Rabbah. Okay, now before you go further, let me just bring out another Medrash here. This is a little bit off the topic. But there's another Medrash over here, Vinasati S. Libi Lidroich Philosophy. It's a beautiful Medrash. The Medrash elaborates that goes through like probably 10 examples of where we find that the heart of the person really is in control. For example, just read the first words and I'll just cite the different examples. The Medrash begins with the question, V'chi Halev Doresh, V'haloi Ha'odam Doresh. Why does this pasuk say that Shlomo HaMelech, he applied his heart? He should say, Vinasati S. Atzmi, I applied myself. In Asati Lidrash, we don't need the word li be my heart. And the answer is, Enochinami. The heart is really in control of all of a person's, the heart of the person is the person. For example, we have Adam Rochash Libi Dovar Toif. My heart senses a good matter. Olatz Libi Belokim. My heart rejoices. Leif Tohar Barli Elokim. Yog El Libi, my heart rejoices. Sadness, Vayisatsev El Libo. A heart sleeps. Ani Yishena, I sleep the Libi air, my heart is awake. Yoshein, there's another pasuk. Yoshein Leiv Ve'ein Mevin. Chacham Leiv, Yikach Mitzvos. Ki Bishrirus Libi Eilech. V'hayu Hadvarim O'Eilech Shanochi Mitzavicho Hayoim Al Livavecha. Okay, all these different psukim, v'ram livavecha, nishkachti kines mi leiv, leiv sameach yetiv panim. Okay, we have all different examples where we see over here that the heart is really what controls the person. Okay, that is one idea. Okay, another idea.
Yeah. Before it gets into the whole idea, the difference between Yotzer
and Bore, it's a creation.
Two different things. It's not Yeshiva Vayotze.
It's a form.
Not Yeshmiayim.
It's a form because HaKadosh Baruch Hu essence is Toif.
The earth, Vayitzer
Hashem. That's part of the Amunah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kula Toif. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to R, which is good, it's just a matter of form. When it comes to darkness, Hashem, there's no darkness by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to create darkness.
He had to create darkness, and from the darkness, he was able to form light.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a whole. That's another idea.
In other words, you need what God created. The Yeshmiyahim was darkness.
Darkness, because Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Kula Or. There's no darkness for Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, now this sefer also provides another explanation. The word Lanos. Lanos means to speak up. The Onisa. The Amarta, and according to this interpretation, it means that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave man. This is a very difficult Kabbalistic concept, and this assumes the following: what would be if there was no Yetzirah? What would be if we would not have a Yetzirah? Would we still have Bechira? Would we still have free will? So I think the average person would say, no, of course not. The whole concept of free will requires that there be a Yetzer Hara. There's Toi V'ra, Chayim V'Hamobes, Toi V'ra, U'Bokharta B'Chayim. So he says, not necessarily. Malachim also have Bechira Chafshus. We have more different Mamar Chazal. The Malachim came down to Sodom and they said, we're going to destroy Sodom. And because they said, we're going to destroy Sodom, they were banished. They what do you mean? But the Malachim don't have Bechira Chafshus. Malachim, what?
No, they don't.
They don't. No, who says they don't? Maral says they don't?
Okay,
not like we know, but he's saying the Rambam says that we know. We don't know what these things mean. We human beings were given. This is a very interesting, very deep idea what he says. We human beings, as a Farish apostle, Rashi calls the pasuk, as a chayim v'as hamoves nasati l'fenech as a tov v'as sarel b'charta b'chayim, this good and evil, dark and light, so on and so forth. Malachim, from our perspective, don't have b'chira chafshes. So this obviously is a debate among the great chachom. Is there such a thing called Bechira Chosh when it comes to Malachim who don't have? We find that Malachim who came to stone, they said something that was not proper. Ki mashchisim anachnu. We are. What do you mean we? You're not doing nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. So you see that they made a bad decision. They made a bad decision. They were punished. They were banished from going to Gan Eden for many years. We find the Nephilim. They were Malachim which came down from Shemayim. Okay, and they went and they married women. What are you going and marrying women? How were they influenced? How were you influenced? These are Malachim. Malachim do not have a Yetzahara like us. How then do they have Bechira? What does that mean? Okay, let's go to the trees. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created trees. Hashem says Eitz Peri. And the trees chose Eitz Oseh Peri. What do you mean? But a tree, and a tree is a domain, doesn't have a bechira chafshis. Tzomeach doesn't have bechira. So one. So obviously, we see that there is some type of bechira that we're not exactly familiar with. There's something bechira. So this sefer goes step and he says when it says yola anospo, it means to use that as an excuse. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was contemplating creating a world where there was no bechira of ra. There was no evil. But we would come into this world, can you imagine a world, there's no Yetzirah, and we would be here to accomplish things. It's hard to picture what it would be. Hashem knew that we would fail. Could you imagine? He would put us in this world, there would be no Yetzirah, we would be here to bring out the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we would fail miserably. We're wondering, how could that possibly be? There's no Yetzahara Tavo, the Zerki, the Raya Shri Chastan. What could go wrong? A perfect world. Whatever the world, the purpose of the world would be. Hashem saw it would not work. So Hashem did us a favor. And you know what the favor is? He created real evil. Real evil. Real Ra. And now, why did Hashem create real evil? To give us an excuse. So that when we're going to fail no matter what. We're being set up for failure. That's the way this world is. This world is we're meant to fail. If we would not have a Yetzirah, and we would be put in this world, and we would behave like the Malachim who failed, like the trees who failed, like the Nephilim who failed, Hashem would say to us, what's your excuse? You have a good excuse? We would say, we don't have a good excuse. No good excuse, sorry, you're going to Gehenna? And there's nothing I can do for you. I'm going to put you all in Gehenna Malak and throw away the key. You'll be there forever. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did not want that to happen, he actually created real evil. And he put the evil into this world. So now when we fail, we have La'anoispo, we can blame the Yetzirah. And Hashem will say, that's right. That's a very good excuse. And now you can go to Gan Eden. So he reads that into the pasuk. And you know what my conclusion is? You know what my conclusion is? Who it is? This is the conclusion. Inyan Ra, the Ribbono Shel Olam created the inyan of Ra in this world. Nosan, he gave it as a gift. As a gift, Nosan Elokim Levnei HaAdam La'anos Bo, to use it as an answer to why he has failed his mission in this world. And that's a very heavy duty vart.
Yeah.
That's a real. It touches upon very deep concepts of
fits in with the Chumash in general.
What do you mean?
Egel,
yeah.
It's out of when Aaron says to Moshe, "I told you that to a son keep a raw who."
Yeah.
You know that man
is evil.
Towards
Adam Ram in Uraf.
Yeah, but I mean, he's saying it by the Egel. Listen, that's the predisposition is to do the wrong thing.
Right. Okay. So it's Hashem. It's a chesed. It's a very deep idea, and it's built on the hadama, the premise. It's an incredible concept. Hashem was contemplating creating this world. Think about it. Think about it. Let's say we lived in this world. We had no Yetzirah. The person just does not have the desire to do an avera. You don't have a desire to just know you want to live, be successful, there's no intent. We would still fail. We would still make wrong decisions in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu even without a Yetzer Hara.
Yeah.
Just like the Malachim potentially make these mistakes. Right? The Malachim made the mistake. You can't deny it.
The Malachim
said, "Ki mashchisim anachnu." There's no Ribbono Shel Olam. We're going to destroy Sodom. Who are you to destroy Sodom? But the Malach has no Yetzer Hara. Why do they say that? You see, there's such a thing. The trees ate. What?
Yeah,
it
could be they were just overzealous.
But it was still an Avera. What do you mean? It's an Avera.
Different kind of
Avera. And they have no excuse. They have, because they don't have a real Yetzirah. Eitz Oseh Peri. What excuse do you have to make Eitz Oseh Peri? Why isn't it Eitz Peri? Why is it Tam Eitz Ketam Peri? You have a Yetzirah, the tree of the Yetzirah. You don't have a Yetzirah. Obviously, there are things about Bechira that we really don't understand. We don't understand. And therefore, Hashem did us the chesed. He gave us a real Yetzirah so we can use it as an excuse. Oh, it's not our fault anymore. And now we can go to Gan Eden. So Sach HaKol, we take out of this pasuk four different translations of the word La'anos Bo. We take the Mitsudos David, it means torture. And Bo means Bo, the Inyan, and Bo means free will. Man will definitely make mistakes. And his mistakes is going to bring upon him torture, suffering. The La'anos Bo, torture. According to the parish of Rashi, La'anos Bo means a hanhaga, a custom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man an evil custom in this world, an evil situation, a situation where you have to make decisions. And you have to make decisions. If you have to make a decision, it's more likely you're going to make the wrong decision. Third interpretation, La'anos Bo, it means to subdue. Hashem created Ra in this world, and he said, man, here is the Ra. It is your role, your mission, to subdue the Ra. And translation number four is an excuse. A response. Hashem created the Yetzirah to serve as a response. So Bo and Inyan is, we have 3/4. Bo and Inyan either means Bechira, and if it means Bechira, we have Rashi on the Mitsudos, then La'anos means to suffer or a situation. And then we have the second interpretation of Bo means La'anos. La'anos means to respond, but then when we take the word bo, bo does not mean Bechira. Bo means the nature of evil. It's really two. The nature of evil is what Hashem has created. It was given to men either to subdue or to use as an excuse and to gain entry into Olam Haba. Okay, another idea I want to point out, and this the commentators pick up upon, is a very, very deep idea, and it requires much greater elaboration. If you want to make the Ha'ara, in Sefer Koheles, the name Yudke Vavke does not appear. The name, the only name of Hashem that appears in the Koheles is Elohim. And here I think is the first time, right? Here's the first time where it says, Nasan Elohim Livnei Ha'adam La'anos Bo. Midas Hadin. What happened to Midas Harachamim?
Yeah, but in creation,
yeah,
when he uses the word Adam, it's only Elohim in the Chumash.
Beyon Beroy Hashem Elohim.
All the way till
change. Okay, until it's always Elohim. Okay, to later on, then I can just rock out and change the plan. But what's the inner of Elohim? So the basic, again, this requires, there's a very deep idea, obviously, here. So basically, say it's Koheles, he wrote this, as we mentioned many times, at the end of his life. And when a person comes to the end of his life, a person naturally senses the Midas Hadin. Because a person realizes his time, judgment is coming. So then you're in a different frame of mind. When you're in Shir HaShirim, you're young, 18 years old, and you're getting married, and everything is very idealistic, then you don't sense the din, it's all the Midas HaRachamim, it's the Yud Kei Vav Kei. But at the end of life, this is Koheles, Masati, it represents a certain feeling, a presence of mind that hovers over the entire Sefer, Seif Davarius, Lekim Yeravius, Mitzvah Soshmat, it's seriousness. It's a very serious Sefer. That's one of the reasons why we lay this on Sukkos. The Hayisa Ach Sameach. You have to temper the Gilu Bir Adah. Don't win the Samachta Bechagecha. You have to, the Simchit should not go too far. You have to remember this. Ribbono Shel Olam. And there is Elohim. Okay, let's go now to the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Dalid. Re'isi es kol hamasim hashenasu tachas hashamesh v'hinei hakol hevel l'ru'us ruach. Nachman repeats the same thing again over and over. This is the major theme. I've viewed all of the masim that have taken place tachas hashamesh. Everything is v'hinei hakol hevel, two expressions, hevel l'ru'us ruach. Let's take a look over here. Pasuk Yud Dalid, the Mitzudos.
I read the first pasuk, tachas hashamayim.
Over here it's Tachas HaShomesh, and there it was Tachas HaShomoyim. I do not know. I don't know. I didn't see anything on that. Let's say, take a look at maybe the Mitzvot. We'll pick it up as we go through it. Let's see the Mitzvot's Pasuk Yudalid. Re'isi es kol hamasim b'maris ha'ayin. Pasuk Yudalid. Re'isi b'maris ha'ayin. Through my gaze. Re'isi kol hamasim hanasim b'dover hanosun tachas memshelis hashomesh. Everything that takes place underneath the authority of the Shemesh. And this refers to the accumulation of wealth that is underneath this world. The Zohar HaShemesh Lefishi HaPoeles Harbe B'Tachtayinim. The reason why we refer to the Olam HaTeva of Olam HaZeb with the word Shemesh, and you mentioned this right in the beginning of the Sefer, is because that is the most prominent. Of all of the creations of this world, the object that is the most prominent is the sun. It's not for nothing that the ancients worshipped the sun. Because the sun from all of the things that exist in this world, I mean, it's obviously the most powerful. The heat of the sun is very intense. It's the largest. Like we're sitting in the Sefer, means in this world, it's just an expression which means I've seen everything that takes place in Olam Hazeh. In my eyes I have seen, there's no purpose. This world has, there's no purpose in accumulating wealth, in the accumulation of wealth, of seeking out to conquer this world. Od yesh from Shever Rotzain. It is nothing more than the breaking of will. Now here is where the Mitzudas is telling us a novel interpretation of the Pasuk. When it says Ru'us, look at the Mitzudos Dov Tzion. What does it mean, Ru'us? It's a very hard word to translate. He translates the breaking of the spirit. Man, after all of his hard work, walks away depressed. I've worked so hard, I've given up my entire life for my career, and what do I have at the end? I'm just a broken person. Shever. It's a very depressing pasuk. This is not only true in the world of, you know, people, this is not only true in the world of you hear rabbis say the same thing. That they, you know, people I'm not going to choose a career in a lawyer. I'll give away my whole life, I'll be a lawyer my whole life, and then what am I going to do? I'll be a broken, so I'll become a rabbi. You'll be even more broken at the end of your career. Any career you choose, it's all the same. There's no escape. There's no escape from this pasuk. Hevel be'enai re'isishkum hema hevel hema blitvelis od yesh from shever rotzon, the breaking of man's will, a spirit, a sayem ki lo yasig tishukaso v'nich zivat echalto. You will never seek what your goal, and it's a lie. It's kazov. It is a lie, your hope, your yearning. Whatever you're yearning to achieve in life is a lie. You'll never, ever succeed. That's his conclusion, his note on life.
Like his father or any of his opposites.
Every man is a liar. Every man is a... And that's how you read the pasuk. I've analyzed all of the things that people are doing in this world to accumulate wealth, to achieve success. And guess what? You know what my conclusion is? No one in this world has achieved success. Not only have they not achieved success, everyone leaves this world with a broken spirit. What was it all worth? What did I accomplish? V'hineh hakol. When it's all said and done, hevel, it's worthless, worse than worthless. Ur'us ruach, a broken spirit. Disappointment. Disillusionment, disappointment. That's a very depressing pasuk. That's how the Mitzudos learns the pasuk. Not everyone is so down. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says you pasuk gedalid ruus ruach. Same thing. Rashi and the Mitzudos have a lot of similarities. Shever ruach, a broken spirit. Kamo roo amim v'chosu, may the nations be broken and crushed. This is the pasuk in Yeshaya, Moshe Mashiach. The nations will be pulverized. They'll be broken and crushed. Soif Hamas said, the end is boli de ke'ev lev. The end is, after everything you try to accomplish, you come to heartache. Ke'ev lev, because the person never really achieves success in what he sets out to accomplish. Now let's see the Targum. Pasik Yud Dalit. Pasik Yud Dalit. Chazesi I have witnessed. Kol uvadei b'nei enosha. All of the actions of humankind, the isavidu techoyes shimsha, ba'om hodin in this world, v'ha'ah kola havlu, it's all hevel, u'sviras ruch. He says exactly the same thing, shviras ruch, the brokenness of spirit.
Same thing, but it's very short. They don't want to dwell on it.
He doesn't want to dwell on it. Targum until now has been dwelling on a lot of things. He's been telling us, he's been giving us a reference, historical reference to where these events took place in his own lifetime, but here he's quiet. In this sefer on the, he has some other commentators which have a different twist on this pasuk, and he says there are two words. There's hevel and there's ruus ruach. Ruus ruach means good. It means authority. For example, it refers to ruus comes from the word, he says it many times, a shepherd, a roya, a shepherd. A shepherd is a leader. Is a leader. Ruach is spirit. Mr. Ross, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? What do we owe the honor? You've come to the shir?
My daughter insists that I come to listen to you.
Come, sit down. Oh, what a treat. What a treat. Everyone know Mr. Ross? Mr. Ross is to be the gabbai of the Young Israel of Avenue J. Okay, Ruus.
You stay here and come back.
Okay, Ruus. Ruus means. We're learning Koheles. Koheles.
Koheles.
Remember Koheles? I used to learn Koheles by you. Right? In the Young Israel. Okay, what does it mean, Ruus? Ruus means a shepherd. Ruus is. A person has an obligation to be the shepherd of his soul. The ruach is the neshama, one of the five terms that refers. It is your role in this world to be a shepherd, to take your neshama and bring it to the Beis Medrash, bring it to the Beis HaKnesses, bring it to do mitzvahs. On the other hand, if a person sits back and does nothing, it's hevel. So what he's trying to say is that this pasuk represents bechira chofshes. Every single situation in life is you have a choice, and all comes down to making decisions in life. It's either going to be hevel, you'll waste your life away, or it will be us ruach. It will be a situation where you can take your neshama, your ruach, and you could shepherd the neshama and groom it to prepare it for the next world, for olam haba, by doing mitzvahs. That, what?
Wouldn't this conflict with several of the interpretations of previous pasuk?
Well, that all depends. Well, no. Let's say you learn like Rashi and the Mitzudos of the previous pasuk. Rashi and the Mitzudos of the previous pasuk interprets the words, interprets the reference to Bechira Chavshas. Hinei nosati lefanecha sachayim v'yesatay v'yesamoves v'yesarah. V'chayta b'chayim. So it fits very, very well. And now he's saying, it's a very bad thing that Hashem has done. Hashem has given me Bechira Chavshas. But, he's elaborating. And if you look back, if you look at this world, you will take note that every single thing that happens in this world, every single masim, hamasim, shenasu tachas hashamish, which we have to loosely translate, every situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu presents to man, Hashem is bringing about masim. He's doing things in this world. He's causing things to happen. He's presenting you with situations. Guess what? V'hine hakol, it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity to succeed or to fail. It's either going to be hevel, if you take a masa, Hashem is doing a masa, according to the interpretation, it's the masa that man does. No, that's not the way we're learning. We're learning it's the masa that Hashem does. Hashem, you wake up in the morning and you discover, I have a situation at hand. We have a situation. Mr. President, come into the situation room. We have a situation at hand. You come into the situation room, there's a masa that was nasa. There was an earthquake. There was a tragedy. There's a new opportunity to make peace. Something has happened. Make a decision. The decision will either be, you'll be judged. It's either going to be hevel, or it's going to be ru'us ruach. You're going to shepherd your neshama to do the right thing. That's a very novel interpretation of the pasuk. The word we're forcing is that the word masim means Hashem's masim that's given to man, and it's given to man to make one of these two decisions. Okay.
By the angle, when Yahushua says, "Kol anos mudurav, kol anos alushah, kol anos," in English translates "anos" is distress. It's not happy. It's not sad. It's problems.
Okay, so let's go to the next pasuk. Next pasuk. Pasuk tes vav. Pasuk tes vav says, "Mu'uvos lo yuchal liskoin dechesron lo yuchal lihimonois." Okay, this is a powerful pasuk. Okay, mu'uvos. What is a mu'uvos? A mu'uvos is something crooked. Something crooked lo yuchal liskoin cannot be fixed, cannot be repaired. The cheshon, something that is lacking lo yuchal limonos, cannot be counted. If something is not part of the count, it cannot be included in the count. Let's first see the mitzudas pasuk tezvav. Tezvav the mitzudas mu'uvas im ira b'masav davar mu'uvas mu'kukul. If it occurs in a person's deeds, davar mu'uvas mu'kukul ein biyadoi l'sakev hakelkol. There's nothing a person can do. Most things in life, a person can't do anything about. Unfortunately, v'cheshon davar hanechsa b'masav, something that's lacking in number b'masav ein biyadoi l'hashtum liyos nimne b'minyan hadavar mashal lo yichashu, cannot be included in the count. Okay, very very simple. Let's see the Rashi pasuk tezvav mu'uvas b'chayov. Something that's crooked in his lifetime, lo yuchal liskon mishemes. Okay, very scary stuff. This Rashi over here is getting more to the Medrash. And the Medrash, as we'll mention in a few moments, Rashi over here says that this is your one chance. This lifetime is the one chance you got to do it right. if something is crooked in this world, when the neshama comes to the Olam HaEmes, there is nothing he can do to straighten out the crooked thing. Lo yuchal liskon mishames mi shetorach be'erev Shabbos yoichal b'Shabbos. Classic words. Person who prepares erev Shabbos, love what he done Shabbos. Rabbi Seinu perishu ala bo al ha'erva. Okay, here's the medrash. A person is bo al ha'erva v'choylid mamzer. A man is born an ish as ish. There's nothing you can do to undo a mamzer. Even though today they do know how to undo a mamzer. How can you undo a mamzer? The way you undo a mamzer is you go to the original wife. And the husband throws her a get. That's suffic, suffic karavlo. It's in between. It's not within her dalan amis. Whatever. I don't know the exact details. So in that situation, Chazal were oiker the kedushin lemafreya. The man throws his wife a get, and it's suffic karavlo. Retroactively, they were never married. So you can be mitar mamzer, and they did this in Eretz Yisrael. They were certainly good. I don't know if they do it anymore. Bizman hazeh. So the Gemara talks the I think the worst you can do works. But there were gedolim narrations show that did this. There were children that were discovered to be mamzerim, and there were gedolim that did this technique. They, the original husband and wife, they came together and they threw the get safekarav lekarav lebeinah lebeinah. So the wife was never married. The wife was never married. The child is not a mamzer. The child does not have good yichus because it means that he came from a mother that was not married. But at least the child is not a mamzer and he's allowed to marry bikahal. Okay, would they do that bisman hazer? Are there any gedolim show that would do this bisman hazer? Highly unlikely.
Who would want to marry?
Sir? What? Well, no. It's at least it's not a mamzer. You know, it depends on whose circle. And everyone depends which circle you're in, but the person, let's say, but generally speaking, once there's a mamzer, the mamzer is nothing. The mamzer in this can move to yuchan liskoin oy al talmud chacham shapurish min haTorah shayosha mitchilasa v'nisades. A talmud chacham that goes off the derech, a talmud chacham that goes off the derech is a mu'uvas she'ein o yachon liskol. I don't know why. I don't know why can't he do tshuva. You know, I really don't know. Oh, that's what it means. He influenced others. Okay, let's go to the next. Elisha ben Avuya, he could come back. Elisha, he heard the baskel in Hashemayim that said, chutz me'acher, and they said, he chose not to. I don't know. Let's see the next Rashi. V'cheshon lo yichal limonos, zeh shechis v'atzma memin ha'kasherim, lo yichal limonos imoram b'kibul sechoram. A person that they, a group of people, the Gemara discusses this situation, a group of people decide they're going to do a mitzvah, and he decides he's not going. We're going to go to visit the sick. We're going on a trip. We're going to go. 10 people are going together. Would you want to join us? And you decide, I'm not going. I have something better to do. And you do not go. So that group will receive reward, and this individual that was not counted among in that group will not receive the reward. You always want to be part of a group of people that do good things. Okay, let's see the Targum first. Pasuk Tes Vav in the Targum. Gvar, a person, disrivon or chose. I'm sorry, my gear says my case. Okay, you have a base? What did I say? Disrivon. For the base. Disrivon or chose, but omohadein, a person whose ways in this world are crooked. Umis behoin, and he dies, leaving this world in a state of sin. Veloy hadar bis yufta, and did not do tshuva before he died. Les le rishuli itakono. Bosar Moseh, there's nothing he can do in the next world. It's too late. It's the mu'uvah she'en yachol. This is what the Mitzvah Stavit picked up upon. Or this is what Rashi picked up upon. That if a person is crooked in this world, there's nothing he can do in the next world. He only has one chance to get it right in this world. Or gvar chasir min o roy saw. A person that is empty from the Torah. He's lacking. This is different than what the Mitzvah and Rashi says. He's lacking from Torah. Ufi kodaya. And for mitzvos, b'chayohu in his lifetime, Bosa will say after he dies, lesle reshuli hili isminoa im tzadikaya, beginto de Eden, he cannot be counted among the tzadikim in Gan Eden. If he leaves this world without Torah mitzvos, he will not be counted among the tzadikim in the next world. We've learned from this passage, something here very interesting, this concept of being counted. There's this thing called Moshe Rabbeinu, that's Chumash Bamidbar numbers. Moshe Rabbeinu counts Klal Yisrael multiple times. When you count, there is the count. I think we're lacking in a full depth of appreciation of what it means to be counted. Moshe counted Klal Yisrael, the code, Espenei Yisrael, there is something that you want to be in that group. In the Olam Haba, in Olam Haba, what exactly does that mean? So let's say you're not counted. Let's say I wasn't there that day when Moshe counted Klal Yisrael. So what? So I'm out. So what does it mean? I'm not going to get a social security check? What does it mean exactly? I'm not going to get my pension? What does it mean exactly? There's something more. You want to be part of the count. In this world, there's accounting. In the next world, there's accounting. In order to be part of that counting, you have to participate. You have to be observant of Torah mitzvos to be included in the counting of the tzaddikim in Olam Haba. Okay, now just to conclude with some other ideas here in some of the midrashim we mentioned. What?
The word noso by counting. It says noso.
To lift up. Okay. Okay. Just to conclude, to mention some short ideas that the Medrash says, "Mulve she'ein yochel liskoin," something that is crooked. Ze shebitel kriya shma shel shachris or kriya shma shel arvis, or tefila shel shachris or tefila shel arvis. A person misses a kriya shma in the morning or at night, or misses a tefila in the morning or at the night. It's a permanent blemish in his neshama. It's a mu'uvis. That's what it's a shocking thing to say. You think it's a big deal. I didn't daven one day. I missed the two. I missed the mincha. I missed the ma'ariv. So I don't have that. What? Tashlumin. We discussed that tashlumin is a big machlokes. There's not a lechatchila. Tashlumin is only a bidyavet. A person misses a tefillah, so you make it up. But on the roster, it doesn't say you got the shachris. It says there was an attempt. There was the daven twice. It doesn't say you got the shachris. It's a blemish. It's a blemish in the person's neshama that mincha, that marv, that tefillah is not counted, that kriya shema is not counted, it's a mu'uvis. So it's very shocking how the Medrash takes this. You wouldn't expect this to be part of the mu'uvis, she'enu yochol liskon. And then when it says, v'chison lo yichol limonos, they get the same thing. It's a four person that's counted, the people are participating in the mitzvah, he does not participate, he will not be counted among that group. Okay, another example it gives.
Just to add over here, I noticed it's not the chumra, so you can't darshan the words the way they are spelled. But the liskon is chaser and the chesron is molek.
Ah.
I'm just, when I look at it that way, I see just with the chumra background, liskon, I mean, you can't fix it, it's chaser.
It's chaser, the word is chaser.
It will remain chaser.
The chesron, very good, very good. The word chesay, you're saying, is the word muvas lo yuchal liskon. There's no vav in the word liskon. The word liskon is lacking of vav, which means that the tikkun is always, it's impossible, it's always the chesron. A chesron is mole, is a vav, because there's nothing more full than something that's missing. It's nothing more noticeable than something that's missing. Okay, the Medrash also points out that if a person, like we mentioned, Rashi, the person is born on an erva, on an eshtisha, has a child, so it's a mamzer, there's no solution. Another example is if a person has relations with an eshes ish, if a man seduces an eshes ish, so what is the halacha? She's no longer allowed to return to her husband. If she was nenas, it was against her will, then she can return to her husband, provided that she's not married to a kohen. But if she sins willingly, if a man is mafata, a woman, to do an avera, it's also in the category of mu'uvish she'ena yochol liskon, because she'll never be allowed to return, like Esther, kasha, avarati, avarati. Once she went willingly, she went willingly. Okay, the Mefarshim also explained that these two words, al derech ateva, refers to the mazel of a person. Mu'uvis means a person that was given a good mazel. He was born with a wonderful mazel, but he did averos. And due to his averos, he was denied what was meant for him. It was meant for this person, bracha. And because he made his life crooked, he chose a path in life, he has denied himself what was meant to be. Lo yuchal liskon, there's no way he's going to be able to make to repair that damage. The chesron is a very frightening thing what it says here. The chesron means a person that was born with a bad mazel. Meaning that that's the way it is. Not everyone is born with a good mazel. So lo yuchal lihimonos, there's nothing you can do. You can't, even though we have a principle of Ein Mazel Yisrael, how do we reconcile with that Chazal? So I guess you have to say, unless he maybe without Koyach HaTfilah, if you're Mispalel, but if you're not going to go and exert yourself to the Koyach HaTfilah, don't even try. Because if you're born in a Mazel that is lacking, there really is no solution. All right, we'll stop over here. Okay, we're going to know what we're going to do now. We're going to say a mizmor of Tehillim. Okay, everyone knows it by heart. I'm going to say. Just give me one second. Rabbi Chol Miller's son-in-law, Mark Katz, is undergoing surgery. Moshe Rafal ben Hadassa. Moshe Rafal ben Hadassa. I'm going to say one mizmor of Tehillim. Shiram Alois. Mimama Kim Kirosicha Adonai Adonai Shimavakoli Tieno Oznecha Kashuvos Lukol Tachanunoi Imavoy Nois Tishmoyo Adonai Miyamoid Kimcha Haslicha Leman Tivore Kvisi Adonai Kivasanavshi Velidvaro Hocholti Nafshi Ladinai Mi Shaimim Laboyker, Shaimirim Laboyker Yachel Yisrael Eladinai Ki Im Adinai Hachesed Viharbei Mofidus Vuhu Yiftes Yisrael Mikol Avoinoisav Mishaber Havasid Avraham Yitzhak Vyakov Moshe Aaron Dovrushlomo Hu Yvarich Virape Es Hachoilem Moshe Rifoil Ben Hadassa Bavur Shat Sibur Mispalim Bavuroi Bishazak Kadosh Baruch Hu Yimolei Rachamim Olav Lachalimoi Ulrapoisoi Ulachaziko Ulachayoisoi Vyishlachloi Meher Rufur Shlem Menashamayim Lermache Varov Ushisogidov Besoch Shorchele Yisrael Rufur Sanefesh Rufur Saguf Hashta Bagolov Zman Kariv Neymar Amen. Okay, I have today, we're going to continue from yesterday. I'm just going to get over here behind though.
Looking for these?
No, I got it.
Did you got these?
Yeah, I'm getting these. How are you? Thank you for coming. We finished.